So it's been an interesting, last maybe 6 weeks here. You know, you think back into May and it was 90 degrees that first week or 10 days there. And then the weather kind of has turned cool since then. And, right around the 21st, 22nd of May, we saw 2.5, some places close to 3 inches of rain. So we were like, all right, you know, ready to get up and go. And we saw a lot of larval mosquitoes out in the fields when we were out, you know, checking our standing water sites and ditches and depressions and yards and things like that. And we had a good run at controlling, you know, killing a lot of larval mosquitoes before they became a problem. And that just kind of panned out. So we were kind of expecting maybe a little bit of a spike in adult biting mosquitoes, and we saw that. But it's nothing that would, at this point, would require us to do any ground spraying or aerial spraying or anything like that. But so certainly, you know, depending on where you're listening to us from, you know, if you're in Lakes Country, yes, you're going to start seeing, you know, quite a bit more mosquitoes. I know in my experience the past few weekends of being out in Otter Tail County, definitely starting to see some of those cattail mosquitoes and some of those kind of once a year type bugs that are popping up. Really starting to be a little bit of a challenge. But here in the Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo metropolitan area, things are holding pretty steady.
Yeah, we haven't had a ton of rain lately, a few sprinkles here and there, but nothing measurable. I suppose that helps, Ben.
Yeah, it's I think we were just chatting about this in my office today that it feels like it's been a rainy last couple weeks, but it really, you know, it just hasn't been much in terms of accumulation. So, you know, having these light 1/10 of an inch, 2/10, you know, up to maybe, you know, 4/10 of an inch don't really move the needle very much for us. And you know, you compound that with, having some, you know, drought or abnormally dry conditions that have lingered for the past few years, as a matter of fact, that really kind of helps us, maintain control, keep things in a good spot. But on the flip side, too, we're here for public health and disease control and, seeing West Nile cases pop up this early in North Dakota. Burleigh County recorded a human case of West Nile virus in June, which stands out. We still have work to do. We still are going to be, try to cover as many bases as we can and keep people, you know, not only comfortable, but safe as well.
I wanted to ask you about something you touched on a minute ago. I'll ask you to expand on it if you would, please. We have had very dry summers for about the last, I don't know, it seems like we're in a pattern of maybe the last 5, 6, 7 years where not every year is a drought, but we really haven't had a wet summer for a while here. How much carryover does that bring to a new year, or I guess lack of carryover, when we've been generally dry over the last few summers as you kind of take a look at things for 2025? How much do those past summers affect this year?
Yeah, so I mean, I really think, you know, the dry period started in 2021. We had, 21, 22, 23. Those years, we didn't spray at all, I know, for aerial or anything in the metropolitan area in 21, 22. I think we maybe got out once in 2023, and then we sprayed twice in 2024. And as a barometer of just, you know, what rainfall kind of has done. We used to spray in the early 2000s, we would spray, you know, 2 times a week, you know, 15, 16, 17 times a year. And that was as a result of being in that wet period that lingered from the 90s into the early 2000s and as recently as like 2020. So, conditions on the ground right now, when you see these abnormally dry soils, you're seeing dust storms and things like that are a little bit atypical. Really that is really causing the mosquito population to really stay pretty stable and low and really, really quite comfortable. So, you know, rain falling on dry ground, that's absorbing the water, you know, the plants are greening up and taking in all that water. So it dry begets dry, drought begets drought. And that's something that has played out for us, has definitely helped us be pretty successful in the last, you know, 3 or 4 years.
The forecast is for a little bit more rain coming up over the next 2 to 3 weeks, maybe. Kind of our meteorologist, Dean Wysocki, says we're going to get a little bit more rain than we've had, and many parts of the state will as well. What will you be watching for? What is your process as you take a look at rainfall and accumulations as far as dictating what you'll be doing with the activity with your team?
Yeah, you know, every rainfall event causes, you know, some new challenges. You know, really the big things are these heavy thunderstorms, and they come in and get, you know, 2 or 3 inches in an hour, putting down some hail and some of those things. That really is what fires up the system and gets mosquitoes up and moving. And it's been a long time since we've had a good, solid thunderstorm here in the Fargo area. So, you know, we're always prepared. You know, quite honestly, we wouldn't mind a little bit of an uptick in some action here. I know that's not what the folks want.
Shame on you, Ben.
Yeah, we like the challenges sometimes. You know, we want to be able to show how well we can do it. But comfort is a good thing for you folks. But yeah, we're always watching the weather, and we're geared up, ready to rock and roll as soon as those storms do come through.